Certainly for the last 12 days, Washington has been dominated by stories related to the death of Osama bin Laden, either intelligence reports coming out of the White House and the CIA, which is going through this treasure trove of intelligence documents and data seized in the raid. But there are many other disputes and debates going on in Washington this morning. And here with an update is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John. A little bit of a horse, Todd Zwillick, with the spring cold this morning. Sorry about that.
I see. Well, your throat is about as raw as the financiers observing whether Congress is actually going to come to an agreement on raising the debt limit. More talk, but no sign of an actual deal, right?
No sign of an actual deal, but some progress reported this week. Active meetings going on. We have that Joe Biden group, so a delegation of Republicans and Democrats from the Hill meeting with Biden all week. There were a couple of meetings. And then the president met personally with Senate Democrats on Wednesday, Senate Republicans yesterday, to talk about debt and the debt limit. And then after that meeting, there were some interesting statements from Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, who came out and laid down a marker. He said, "This is what it's going to take for a yes vote from me and a lot of other Republicans on the debt limit. And it's this: deep cuts in spending in the first 1 or 2 years." And he didn't specify what deep meant. He used the word substantial, but it has to satisfy Wall Street. It has to satisfy a firm like Standard & Poor's or Moody's that it's good for the national credit rating. Cuts to the deficit in the medium term, and then McConnell says he needs entitlement reform. Entitlement reform on the debt limit. A lot of people didn't expect that to be part of this deal. Mitch McConnell says it has to be. He said Social Security won't be part of this deal, he doesn't think, but he wants to go after health care. And there's going to be a huge debate over that because Democrats have vowed they are not touching Medicare, John, at least not benefits, the important part of Medicare, where the money is. They're not touching benefits. They're not touching the premiums that seniors pay. So where do you get money from, Medicare or Medicaid? That's where the big part of the debate is starting to shape up, as Republicans say we have to talk about entitlements. Democrats say we want to save that discussion for 2012 when we talk about taxes, because don't forget, Republicans refusing to talk about taxes on the debt limit. Taxes, as they say, are off the table. We're only talking about spending, not anybody's taxes.
Debt limits, spending cuts, and entitlements. And the debate is likely to be added to when the Social Security Administration releases its finances for Medicare and Social Security, and it's expected to tell when those funds will run out of money, and that will all be part of the debate. Whether it raises the urgency, we'll just have to see. The Senate Ethics Committee issued a report. Is it an epitaph for former Nevada Senator John Ensign, who resigned over a sex scandal?
John, it's a little bit more than that. A lot of the details in that report weren't new. Remind you real quickly, yes, John Ensign had a sex scandal. John Ensign had an affair with a campaign staffer. Her husband was a longtime friend and Senate staffer of Ensign. That staffer, a guy named Hansen, got fired by Ensign because he didn't want him around after the affair. But then he helped to get him a new job. The whole thing was really sorted. But here's what's new for Ensign. Letters of recommendation to both the Justice Department and the Federal Election Commission on Ensign's behalf, saying that they should look at him for criminality, for possible criminal prosecution, saying he violated ethics laws, violated election laws. He certainly violated Senate ethics laws, and basically saying if he had hung around the Senate, his behavior would have certainly merited expulsion. So it's a little more than a slap on the wrist. He may be, none of us knows this, he may be in some legal trouble, John.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, with an update on other affairs, shall we say, in Washington.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.